We now welcome onto the call, live from sunny Kingston, Rhode Island, the head coach of the Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
What made you think I was in Rhode Island?
Well, maybe
I'm vacation somewhere. I got you. No, you're exactly right. How you doing, Rob?
I'm good. Congratulations on your win over Bryant on Saturday, 45-21. Looking back on that game, what impressed you with the way your team played?
I think overall is a team performance in the first game. It was solid. Obviously, you looked at the film very critically and identify a number of different areas we need to be better at as we progress to CAA play. But I think we handled, the environment. I think we handled the first game stuff really pretty well. Had too many penalties, but the positives were, offensively, I think we had something ridiculous like 20 first downs. We moved the chains, consistently. We had some negative plays that we were overcome with, successive positive plays. We didn't turn the ball over on offense, which is a critical goal to reach at all times. Had a takeaway on defense that set up field position. But, we had a big punt return call back on a penalty. But there was plenty to look at and feel very good about it. Thought the quarterbacks played very well. Paul Woods stepped out and got his first catches for us, has an opportunity to be an impact guy. But it was really impressive looking at the stats, just how many different people were involved in the offense, able to make plays. And then defensively, I thought we played hard, didn't play as well as we want to, but played hard and played physical. There were some good hits on the field.
As you said, let's start with the offense. 508 yards of offense, 45 points, no turnovers for week one. All of the stats, you're pretty balanced. Just the execution and the cleanness of the way you played had to please you.
Yeah, absolutely. We made it a commitment to want to establish the run game, and I thought we did that well. And then, when we did start spinning it a little bit, Kasim was really, throwing things on time. In fact, it was, a step forward from anything we had seen during practice. It's at times, our timing had been off, but when he got into the group and was ripping those balls, he really did throw it extremely well. And you got to pay great tribute to the offensive line because the kid was very comfortable in the pocket and able to, be able to select his targets, which were, catch from the center and get it out pretty quick. So, I was really pleased with the, that whole component. We've got to, obviously look at ourselves and think about some game management things. I wasn't perfect and no one was perfect. So we've got plenty to work on and we're going to have to be a lot better as we, go place a very, very good Albany team.
Kasim's numbers were fantastic, 12-18, 240 yards. How much, we talked about a little bit last week about how maybe the three-game spring helped. How much did that help him having some time in your system going into this year?
Yeah, I think it's very obvious, that anytime you come into a program and, you go through installs. You go from A to Z with your offensive install. And when you start getting to the third time, that there's an expected improvement. So Kasim came in the fall. We got what we got in the fall. We obviously went through another install getting into the spring season. And then obviously we've had a full training camp to be able to make it happen. So certainly has very good command of what we want to do and still can identify things that he needs to get better with.
Sounded like you got some tough news last week with Kevin Brown, but Justice Antrim certainly stepped up and had a really nice game on Saturday. Just talk about his play.
It was thrilling. It was obviously followed up with a devastating, non-contact deal with Kevin just planted and his knee gave out. So it was really disappointing for him. We went into the game down two starters, really, John Irby and Kevin. Both those guys have had, just unfortunate things that happened in this game. But then when, you look at your next man up, mentality, as we all have, Justice got tabbed and came out and just did a tremendous job. He executed the way he was coached. He saw the things that he had to and ran very tough and very physical. And had I known he was at 98, I might have given him one more carry, trying to go ahead and get the three-digit number. But it is what it is. He had a very good performance, and we're going to have to count on him to continue to get better as we go forward.
Let's switch over and talk a little bit about the defense. 200 held Ryan to 262 yards in that game. He had pretty balanced performance. Just who stood out to you when you went back and looked at the film on the defensive side?
You know, I mean, I thought, you know, early in the game, you know, we were really on their receivers pretty well. Some PBUs that, you know, I told them this morning, we really need to start turning into some interceptions. But I thought we covered the ball well. I think we eliminated the explosions for the most part, had a couple of runs that got out on us. But as a team dynamic, I thought that they were prepared. I thought they played physical and played hard, you know. But, you know, again, it's the devil's in the details when you start watching the film. You know, there were many things that we didn't do and execute properly, and we're going to have to be, you know, as I've been telling the kids, and you guys know it, I mean, we're going into CAA play versus a tough team, and we've got to make sure that we are, you know, rock solid in terms of executing within the structure of the defense, and that's where our area of improvement needs to be. But I was pleased with their attitude, their spirit, you know, how they handle substitutions and how they ran around to the ball. So, you know, all things are good if you run hard and be physical, and I thought we achieved both those things.
Question from Mark Singles. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Jim, you mentioned Albany being a very, very good team. What did you see from them on film on Saturday, playing obviously in a very tough atmosphere against the North Dakota State team?
But look, I mean, you know, anytime you come into a game and you play, you know, a very highly ranked opponent, they're going to be, you know, very well prepared. By Greg, I've been against him a number of years, so I know what the preparation level was all about. You know, their offense, you know, only had 43, 45 snaps. I mean, it was a recipe of greatness for North Dakota State to be able to, you know, hold the ball for 36 minutes. But I see, you know, good receiver strength there. I think those guys are dangerous and concerning. You know, they catch the rock when they have the opportunity. I think Under Cuffler is really one of the better quarterbacks in the league that has the opportunity to get better and better. You know, I think that, you know, he came out, I thought, really throwing well. And then, you know, things, you know, weren't as good in later in the game. But, you know, the running back is a concern. I know he didn't get unwound, but you got to be able to look at the quality of the opponent. When you look at them on defense, you know, I mean, you were going against the Green Bay Packers. It didn't look like North Dakota State. Those guys were monsters up front. And, you know, I think that Greg's got a very quick defense, a fast defense. We've had hard times with their interior guys in the past. And I think the big beast on the outside, 96, is a really good player. You know, linebacker in the right spots for the most part, and their secondary, you know, it did a good job. I know that there were some things that got out on them, but it's you know, it's all a factor of, you know, what's happening this next week for both of these football teams.
Thank you.
Jim, before I let you go, what would you like, obviously the change from non-conference to conference play this week, and you've talked about what a good opponent Albany is. What are the biggest things you'd like to see going from week one to week two and improvements from your team?
Just improvement in all three phases. I mean, you know, again, you know, this game is all about, you know, bettering your best to be in a position you put what's on the game field, and that's what you are that week. And now, you know, you can look at all the details. Where can we improve? You know, what do we need to fix? And I think there's a big step to be taken forward on our special teams. You know, I think that's always a concern in the first game, but once you start getting a game under your belt, and now you've seen game speed, we can correct those things and make those things better. Offensively, if you can tell me I can get 45 points every game, I'd take it away and run home very happy. But, you know, it's good. There'll be tougher outs as we go through. So I just really want to see our kids, you know, bounce back. You know, we gave them Sunday off. We're back on the field today. Light practice. Have a really good week of practice. And then let's go tee it up down at Albany. I believe it is 7:00. So, really looking forward, unfortunately, to get down there for the third time. I just hope the purple smoke stays out of our lungs.
Jim, thanks very much for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.